Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here talking today with Sunflower Casa Project Executive Director Stacy Tidwell. Hear about everything great that Casa does here. As we mentioned, there's a 2019 spring training event here just a couple weeks away. The first class is going to be February 5th, and it'll continue a Tuesday, the 12th, 19th, and 26th, and then continuing March 5th through all through March, and then ending April 2nd here. Just kind of for people, what they'll expect here for the first class on February 5th, if they're thinking about it, maybe not sure, kind of explain what the structure will be for that first class.
During our first class, we really like to make sure that you know what you're getting into, because, of course, we want you to commit and stay with that child for the entire year of their court case, and that's very important that they have that consistency through their CASA. Many times that, you know, in the child welfare system, unfortunately, there's a lot of turnover and they don't have the same case managers. They don't always have the same attorneys involved. And so we really want to be that entity that's there for them. And so during our first class, we talk about the history of CASA, the commitment, confidentiality, what the role of the advocate looks like, and then some of the circumstances that you might be appointed to with a child, so that you, again, are going into this eyes open. And we offer this 40 hours of training because we want you to feel prepared and we want you to be equipped to have success with the child that you're advocating for.
Yeah, because unfortunately, going to and becoming a CASA volunteer, it's not all roses. I mean, you're going into cases sometimes where these are, as you mentioned, victims of child abuse and or to circumstances where it's a broken family home.
You are going in and you are working with a child where these are probably things you've heard about on the news and you think, not in my community, but unfortunately it does exist in our community. And the need is great to have volunteers come in and train and advocate for children involved in the court system.
Yeah. Well, and obviously the need is high. You mentioned there's still some kids on the waiting list here. And really, this is a good way to build relationships. You can turn a child's life around, can't you?
You can. I just connected with a volunteer who was working with children in the late 90s, and she just reconnected with her two CASA children. She ended up really helping the family try and heal and find resources and connect to them. And they had contacted her just to let them know that they, you know, appreciated her support and her always being the consistent person. And this isn't always the circumstance, but the case that she was involved in went on for 4 years, and she was consistently involved with these children for 4 years and able to help connect them to resources within the school system so that they were able to overcome some delays in education and catch up. And one of them is now a nurse with two children and married. Another one is a physical therapist. And I think that is just absolutely amazing. And you have to think that involvement, that power of support and power of that relationship to help develop their resilience, which helps you go on and become a more productive adult, which is what we ultimately want for all of our children.
Yeah. Oh, what a great story. I mean, things like that that really inspire people to want to give back. And, you know, and I know that not everybody has maybe the time commitment here, but there are other ways, too, that I know people can volunteer to help.
Absolutely. We are always looking for donors, business sponsors. We have an Amazon wish list. It could be something as low level as sending toilet paper to the office, general office supplies like hand soap, providing snacks for children that come to our child advocacy center, which is important because they're typically there for a period of time. And, you know, if you want to bring in a case of water, bring in a case of water. That's a benefit to helping serve the children and families that we have through our programs. We're always looking for volunteers to join our fundraising committee or even join our board. Any one of those ways would be very beneficial to the agency.
Okay. How many, I don't know if I've asked this or not, how many, you said 55 CASAs last year?
Yes.
Is that, was that a plateau for you guys here? Have you had more in the past?
We have close to 80 trained and certified volunteers. It just is as the cases come up, and if they're subsets where the children are placed, different dynamics that kind of vary as to whether volunteers can commit to serving that child throughout the period of time that they're involved in the court system.
Okay.
But we're always constantly, because we are in a community that has a lot of transition with military and K-State, we're always trying to replenish our volunteers. And we also don't want to burn out our volunteers. We want you to be able to take a case, and if you need to take a break, and then come back to it.
Gotcha. Let's see. And as far as you're an agency of the United Way here, which I understand is just a great thing. I've given to the United Way before, and I love the fact that there's so many great agencies in there, but specifically if you want to donate to them.
You can, and you can donate and designate the funds that you donate to go specifically towards Sunflower Casa and the programs and services that we provide the community. We definitely appreciate the support that we get through United Way. It helps each of our programs in providing different services for the children. So we're incredibly thankful to have CONSA United Way.
Yeah, that's such a great thing. As far as joining the – if you want to be on the board, I think you kind of highlighted that a little bit here. But what all goes into that? What's the commitment on that?
So our board meets monthly. We meet on the second Wednesday of the month from 12:30 to 1:30. It is an hour commitment for the meeting. Try and make it so that people who are working can get back to their jobs pretty timely and not miss out on too much. I will send out materials and requests for agenda items ahead so that there's time to read those materials in advance. And then, of course, there's always planning of fundraising events and different events associated with the agency that come with committing to being on the board.
Okay. And as far as this spring training event here, if people want to learn more about it, they're thinking about maybe volunteering, how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can go and email Jennifer Anguiano. It's JANGUIANO at RileyCountyKS.gov, and that's Riley County spelled out. Or you can call us at our office at 785-537-6367. You're also welcome to email me. It's S and then Tidwell, T-I-D-W-E-L-L, at Riley County, both spelled out, KS.gov.
Okay. And the first spring training class will be February 5th, and it goes all through February, all through March, and wraps up April 2nd. And great, it's a great opportunity for anybody who's ever been interested in helping kids. This is one of the most vulnerable aspects of our society here, and obviously you mentioned some great stories there with how you can really turn a child's life around. I wanted to also talk to you about the Community Foundation. I know they have their meeting coming up in April, and you guys will be involved with that as well.
Yes, they have the Community Foundation Awards event that we plan to nominate volunteers that are working on behalf of children within our agency and our programs, and then also one of our community partners. We're super excited to do that. Any opportunity we can get to recognize the service that our community provides the children of the community and our agency, we're absolutely for. So it's very exciting.
You take nominations now?
We are. From our current volunteer pool, we have some really dedicated causes that have put in a lot of time and hours in trying to make a difference, and we want to try and recognize that service.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that as time gets closer to that. Again, I encourage anybody, if they're thinking about being a CASA volunteer, maybe looking for an opportunity to volunteer, this is a great organization to do so with. Anything else, Stacy, we should know about?
Just that if you want to get involved, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We welcome all sorts of levels of commitment. Like I said, it can be something as small as bringing a package of toilet paper to the office to all the way to going through CASA training or serving on our board. We welcome that. And we're incredibly thankful for the community that we're in being able to help us meet the need of the children that are out there. Last year, we served close to 300 children in our community, which I think is fairly significant. And we couldn't have done it without the community support that we receive.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming out and sharing more about this, Stacy. Again, Stacy Tidwell is the Project Executive Director with Sunflower CASA. Thanks so much for being here, and good luck with the spring training event.
Thanks for having me. Have a good morning.
You too. That's going to do it for this part of In Focus. We'll come back. Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health joins us next on News Radio KMAN.